The Gathering, written by Isabel Carmody and read by Peter Hardy. Sometimes you get a feeling about a thing that you can't explain, a premonition of wrongness. Mostly you ignore it the way you would a little kid tugging at your sleeve. You think, what do kids know anyhow? We drove into the outskirts of Cheshunt at the tail end of an early autumn day, cold and crisp and fading to gold. Sunshine slanting through the car window rested in my lap, warm and heavy as a cat. I was sleepy and a bit woozy from reading my way through a stack of Phantom comics. As a rule, I'm not the kind of guy who goes in for stories about superheroes from Krypton or talking ducks and dogs. I like National Geographic, but I was reading these comics because the solicitor had sent them in a box along with a lot of my father's things that had not sold at auction. My mother thought comics were rubbishy. She only read factual books and medical journals. I had just been a little kid when my parents were divorced, and they had not kept contact, but I always had a clear picture of him in my mind as a big, serious man. The comics were a surprise, and made me wonder what there was about him that I did not know. Naturally, I'd tried asking my mother, but as usual, she said she couldn't remember what he used to read, and that it was a long time ago. She drives me crazy the way she acts so secretive about him, especially now.